Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Crossbreed Holster Studios, on the Lead Slingers Platinum Microphone. What a bizarre previous hour of Armed American Radio when we were talking with my guest, Ryan Hartwig, the Project Veritas Facebook infiltrator, I guess, is what we're going to call him. But he was a moderator, content moderator at Facebook for a couple years and went undercover with Project Veritas and is exposing them in a series of videos now that are going crazy viral. And he's been on the program. This is the second time he's been on the show. While we were talking with Ryan about this, I was asking him, you know, are they monitoring him? There's no doubt he feels that they're watching him. They're looking at all of his media appearances. I says, any particular reason? Because we're Facebook live streaming this, when all of a sudden I lost on this end all of my business content moderating abilities. The page snapped out on me, and I can now only view the page like you can as a viewer. Now, it's still live, but I can't do anything. I can't respond back and forth to you in real time like I was, and I can't moderate those things, and I can't go in and view the, you know, it's uncanny. And I asked Ryan if he felt that was a coincidence. He chuckled and said, I don't believe in coincidences, nor do I. And I'm sorry that I can't get in there and go with you, you know, toe-to-toe in there on the content while we're on the air. But you're getting the live stream, and that's what matters. And welcome into the studio. Very, very bizarre hour. I want to thank all of my guests in the first hour. They're David Kodria, then Ryan, of course, Patricia Huff. And now we are here for the roundtable. Before I get in there, I want to throw you, if you're listening to the first hour of the show, I've been giving you little tidbits of the Democrats trying to eliminate their own past history by doing what we're witnessing the leftist Marxist socialists do now, by wiping out all of the statues of Democrats, Democrat racists, of the individuals, Nancy Pelosi, pulling the portraits of four Confederate speakers out of Congress, out of congressional halls up on Capitol Hill, failing through lie of omission, including the New York Times. I read you the stuff. Failing to tell you that all four were Democrats. So I expose that. I gave you a little bit of their background. This is how the Democrat Party is literally whitewashing their own racist, bigoted history in America today, and doing it right now intentionally with help from the mainstream press. And I told you I would have some a little bit. Now, Jeffrey Lord, the great political writer and author, is going to be here next weekend to talk about two incredible columns that he put together. And I'm going to go through some of this in the roundtable today. But 52 years at the DNC's at their own platform, their own history page on their website in 2008, at about August when they were getting ready to nominate Barack Obama, their entire history, they eliminated 52 years. They jumped right up to 1964 and eliminated the previous 54 years or something. It's crazy. Here's what they failed to reference. There is no reference to the fact that the Democrats opposed the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution. The 13th banned slavery. The 14th effectively overturned the infamous 1857 Supreme Court Dred Scott decision made by Democrat pro-slavery Supreme Court justices by guaranteeing due process and equal protection of former slaves. The 15th gave black Americans the right to vote. Those were all opposed by the Democrats. There is no reference to the fact that Democrats opposed the Civil Rights Act of 1866. It was passed by the Republican Congress over the veto of Democratic President Andrew Johnson. The law was designed to provide blacks with the right to own private property, sign contracts, sue, and serve as witnesses in legal proceeding. And I'm going to give you little tidbits of this information as we go through the program. But first, let's do something fun. Let's introduce the roundtable. Let's start with CEO of Car Arms, Mr. Justin Moon. Justin, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Mark. Great to be on the show again.
I hope you had a great fourth, man. Did you have a good time?
I had a good time. We had a big barbecue with the vets in our local area, and we had a fireworks show. We were out at our company range shooting guns all day, so it was a good time.
Oh, that is a really good time. What's more American than guns and barbecue? I wrote a cookbook, Grilling While Armed. I mean, it just goes together. Neil McCabe, what are you doing, Neil McCabe?
Mark, I had an amazing 4th of July. This is just such a buzz in the air when you're in Washington for the 4th of July. And now it is the 5th of July, and we have to get on with our lives. But I wish everybody a happy America's birthday, and I'm really looking forward to this hour.
You better believe it, man. So am I. Lots to cover with you guys. Brad Primo, you were out there manning the grill for your daughter's birthday today. Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing?
Absolutely. That's probably my favorite thing to do is another place I'd rather be.
Yeah, you know, I've got people asking me about a couple of your recipes. We're going to have to get together and put some of those out there. One of them was that deep-fried ribeye. Oh, you know, we're gonna have to do that in the near. Can you tell us what you were barbecuing with your daughter today?
Well, today, I guess the more unique thing I did, you've probably seen it a lot on social media lately, is I did a smoked queso dip, and then I just did some burgers and dogs, just standard cookout stuff.
Standard stuff, but with a little bit of unique in there with that smoked queso dip. That sounds great. All right, guys, I'm going to start. Let's go around the table. Is everybody in here? I don't want to put anybody on the spot. Justin, are you familiar with political author Jeffrey Lord by any chance?
No, I don't know him specifically, but I know the content you're discussing. I know pretty well.
Your way, okay, good. And Brad, have you ever heard of Jeffrey Lord?
No, I have not.
Okay, Neil, I'm going to guess maybe you have because of circles you run in. Do you know Jeffrey?
Yeah, in fact, Jeffrey Lord has been a columnist and an author. Worked in the Reagan White House,
right?
And when they took him off CNN, they kept paying him, which sounds like a good thing, but what they really were doing is they basically kept him from going anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So, right. like a lot of conservatives, CNN was basically suppressing Lord, and I'm glad to see that he's. I guess his contract is up because he's out and about now.
Yeah, he wrote a piece that is, I have to say, one of the most powerful pieces I think I've ever read. Is it time to disband the Democrat Party? And he penned it, and it went up on the 3rd, and it is absolutely brilliant. And what he does is he goes into details and reminds us, really, of a piece that he wrote back. Justin, I'll start with you. He wrote this back in 2008, August 12th of 2008. Let me quote a little bit from this for you guys. I want to get your comment, because not only is it funny as all get out, it's also very scary in today's context. You'll get it. Missing 52 years of Democrats. And here's what it says. It's called Democrats. The title is Democrats, the Missing Years. And it says, as ignored or missing 52 years of history, ignored the other 113 years that take the Democrats from their birth in 1800 to 1965. As Democrats prepare to nominate Senator Barack Obama to be the first black president, the Democratic National Committee and its chairman, Howard Dean, have whitewashed the party's horrific and lengthy record of racism. The omission is in the section of the DNC website that describes the party's history. The missing history raises the obvious question of whether the Democrats, unable or simply unwilling to put their party on record as taking direct responsibility for one of the worst racial crimes of the ages, will be able to run a campaign free of the racial animosities it has regularly brought both to American presidential campaigns and American political and social life in general. And then it goes on and says, in a stroke, 52 years of Democrat history vanishes, disappeared faster than the truth in the Clinton administration. Why would this be? Allow me to sketch in a few facts from those missing 52 years. For that matter, let's add in the facts from the party history before and after those 52 years, since they aren't mentioned by the Democrats' National Committee either. So what's missing? Here's just one. There's no reference to the number of Democratic Party platforms supporting slavery. Justin, there were 6 Democrat Party platforms supporting slavery from 1840 to 1860, and they completely blew it off in 2008 on their Democrat history page. And when we see what's happening today, and as I mentioned, Nancy Pelosi pulls down 4 portraits of Confederates and fails to tell us that the 4 that she put up, that she pulled down, were in fact Democrat speakers of the House, all 4. Here's what Cory Booker had to say. Now, I'm going to take this to the break with this, with what Cory Booker has. Then I'm going to go to Justin with this. So, guys, here's what Cory Booker had to say about this. Individuals who committed treason against the United States of America and led our nation into its most painful and bloody war to preserve the institution of slavery are not patriots and should not be afforded such a rare honor in this sacred place, in this sacred space. The continued presence of these statues in the halls of Congress is an affront not just to black Americans, but to the very ideals we as a nation proclaim, that we are a place of liberty and justice for all. What he should have said was, Democrats who committed treason against the United States of America and led our nation into its most painful and bloody history. Now I digress, and we go to a break. When we come back, taking it right to Justin. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. Back right after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but four football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We'll be right back.
It's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Thank you for that rejoin, Mike Gallagher. We're going to put some new music under you for next week, and if you're paying careful attention, you notice there was a new music bed under the intro to Armed American Radio this week, and wait until you hear the end of the hour. You'll see a new outgoing out, new music bed under there that I love, this bluesy riff and underneath it. Way to mellow us down a little bit as we come out of some really intense radio after each of these 3 hours. Let me go right back to Justin Moon. Justin, I mentioned what to me, when I saw Jeffrey Lord's columns, it was just astonishing. They're brilliantly written. He will be on the program next week. Maybe we bring him into the roundtable. Wouldn't that be fun? But this is as we watch this very dangerous effort to destroy America's history, this is all being done intentionally, and it's being done to literally wipe out, or as he said, whitewash their racist, bigoted past. I've got more of these tidbits. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know what, Mark? You're absolutely right. The Democratic Party is the party of slavery. The Democratic Party was the party of segregation. The Democratic Party was the party of the KKK. They did all of that. But you know what the problem is still today? The Democratic Party is still the party of racism. Yeah. You know, the black community has been, you know, tied down into this voting farm plantation and is under a new bondage and new slavery. And not only that, they've turned racism on their head, and now they are an anti-white racist party. They hate the white male.
Boy, that is, I mean, Brad, well said. And we're going to come back and talk a little bit, Brad, too, about what happened at Stone Mountain and the silence of the left. We'll explain that in just a few minutes. But I want to get your take on this. Here's another one. Let me read you another tidbit here, and I can't wait to get to you on this one too, Neil. In that 50-some years of missing history that they left out, because that's what I refer to, Brad, and Neil, you've heard me say this for years, as a lie of omission. And when the media lies and doesn't tell you something, that's worse than giving you fake news when they don't even let you make up your own mind. Take a listen to this. There is no reference to the fact Democrats opposed the Civil Rights Act of 1866. It was passed by the Republican Congress over the veto of Democrat President Andrew Johnson. The law was designed to provide blacks with the right to own private property, sign contracts, sue and serve as witnesses in a legal proceeding. They were opposed to that. There is no reference to the Dems' opposition to the Civil Rights Act of 1875. It was passed by a Republican Congress and signed into law by President Ulysses Grant. The law prohibited racial discrimination in public places and public accommodations. Brad, we're watching that party attempt to destroy America from within and wipe out that history, which is their own. You hear quotes like this. You heard Justin's response. What do you say?
Well, I mean, I think that we're dealing with, in modern day Democrats, their leadership are just fundamentally dishonest people. And, you know, one of the things I learned as a child, I think the rest of us learned as a child, is that, you know, if you make a mistake, the only way to make sure that mistake stays with you in the future is to lie about it. And so I think that anybody with any sense is going to say, yeah, you know what, it was a mistake to be the party of slavery and the party of the anti-civil rights movement, the party of the KKK. You know, these same people not that long ago would pose for pictures with Robert Byrd, a Klansman and a Democrat. But what they're doing is they're, like you said, lies of omission, trying to act like it didn't happen. And I think they're finding is people that, you know, like the three of us that, or the four of us that kind of know our history, like we're not going to let them get away with it.
We're not going to let them get away with it. You're right. And those were profound words, by the way, if you know, keep telling the lie. That's profound. I like that. I'm glad you mentioned that because it's so, so true. Neil McCabe. There is no reference to the formation of the KKK, which, according to Columbia University historian Eric Foner, became a, quote, military force serving the interests of the Democrat Party. Nor is there reference to University of North Carolina historian Alan Treeless's description of the Klan as the, quote, unquote, terrorist arm of the Democrat Party. Our friend here at the table, Brad Primo, just mentioned Senator Byrd, Robert Byrd. So when are the Democrats? This was brought up in the previous hour by a listener and by a guest, and that when are the Democrats, or by David Codrey, excuse me, when are the Democrats going to start tearing down the bridges and renaming the buildings and everything in West Virginia to Senator Robert Byrd?
Well, I mean, of course, I mean, it's an exercise in rhetoric, but it's never going to happen. You know, I also should point out that it was a Democratic president, Thomas Woodrow Wilson, who resegregated the federal government buildings that had been desegregated under Republican presidents. It was Franklin Delano Roosevelt who was nominated for president in 1932 with the support of the Southern Democratic Party because he told them he was not going to do anything to upturn their traditions. And, you know, Jackie Robinson endorsed Richard Nixon in 1960 for president. Richard Nixon was running against John Kennedy. One of the reasons why Jackie Robinson endorsed Nixon was JFK was a good friend of John Patterson, who was the then governor of Alabama. Patterson used to campaign in Alabama with pictures of police officers beating blacks in Arkansas. And he said, if you elect me, this is what we're going to bring to Alabama. That was Kennedy's friend. And so that's pretty recent. And, you know, there's a lot of statues that could that I guess we could start tearing down if that's what we were inclined to do, Mark.
You know, interesting, guys, what you just mentioned is also mentioned by Jeffrey Lord in his piece. I can't wait to talk to him about these two brilliant pieces that he wrote. This one coming back, guys, from 2008. But you mentioned Wilson. Let me quote from him now. There is no reference. Remember, this is in the Democrat National Committee History of the Party pages in 2008, getting ready to nominate Barack Obama, the party's for the nation's first black president. Take a listen to this. There is no reference to the fact that it was Democrats who segregated the federal government of the United States, specifically at the direction, Neil, of President Woodrow Wilson upon taking office in 1913. There is a reference to the fact that President Harry Truman integrated the military after World War II. Correct me if I'm wrong, Neil, but what party was Harry Truman?
I mean, he was absolutely he was a machine Democrat for the Pendergast machine in Missouri.
They referenced in their history that it was Harry Truman that integrated the federal government, but they left out. Now, Justin, I got to go to you. To me, these lies of omission should be criminal.
Well, you know, the Democrats basically lie all the time, and then they basically project their lies on the Republican Party. But also, don't forget, Andrew Jackson, the founder of the Democratic Party, is also the president who exiled the Cherokee Nation and had the Trail of Tears, which the Democrats like to accuse the Republicans for doing. But that's another falsehood from their party.
Right smack where I sit is where it came from. Right smack where I sit, right here today. I've seen the sign. I drive past the signs all the time. Right here where I sit. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation, but now we're going to go, I'm going to take these guys who are brilliant minds, I want to take them to the media, because when we ask the question, how come they continue to get away with this? Because the media never tells you what's happening, and the media is doing their bidding. And I'm going to expand a little bit on what I opened up the program with in the first half hour solo with you, talking to you. I want to take the media a little bit deeper. We're going to drill down farther and get right to the root problem here. We'll be back. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. Indeed, MyPillow. AAR is the promo code. Use it, please. Support Mike Lindell. For gosh sakes, they're trying to destroy everything. They're trying to take him down. He says a prayer in the Rose Garden, and the mainstream media goes nuts. The media is going to be the theme of this segment of Armed American Radio for a little while, because we can't have the discussion we're having right now without talking about the mainstream media, which of course is, nobody is arguing this anymore, including themselves, the propaganda wing of the Democrat, socialist, Marxist left doing the bidding for him. We've been talking about it here. I've been outing the media on this program for well over a decade. You know my disdain for the mainstream media. I've said it many times long before there was a President Trump, before we thought President Trump would even run. And that was my calling them the enemy of the people. Why? Because as an entity, if you look at the media as an entity, it is the single most dangerous entity in America today. Why? Because the power that it provides, or that it has, to provide you with fake information, false information, or no information. That lie of omission that we're talking about, by far one of the most dangerous. When the media fails to give you the story because they don't want you to know, they are robbing you of your ability to make a conscious decision one way or the other. You're smart enough to figure out what's fake news, and they know it. So it's best just not to say anything about it, as we're witnessing here. And the Democrats know it. This has been this control of the media. I'll go back to the first segment of hour one, and then I want to get to all of my guests to ask them their thoughts on this. For years I've stated, you want to, this is, and this is not new. This has been going on. You can see it happens in North Korea. It happens in Russia. It happens in Cuba. It happens in China. Today, right now, today, control the message. You control the media. You control the message. You control the message. You control the masses. It's that simple. That's how propaganda works. The Germans were expert at it. The North Koreans, the Chinese are state-run today. Cuba, oh, I could. These are places where media runs like this. You don't want to be. You don't want to live in these places. Justin Moon, you know a little bit about this stuff. But the mainstream press, my man, will not get this message out. They lie, they cheat, they steal. And what are we going to do now when the media working in conjunction with this hideousness, this cesspool of a party that I just mentioned before, you know, what are we going to do? How do we get the word out?
Well, you know, after my dad got out of the concentration camp in Hungnam prison, after he was liberated by General MacArthur, you know, he formed an anti-communist movement worldwide, and he worked against communism all around the world, and including in the U.S. and all over South America. And because he did that, the left media absolutely despised and hated him and attacked him constantly and completely defamed and disparaged him. And because of that, he started his own media business. He started the Washington Times to bring back conservative voices back to the media. And he helped finance a lot of, well, I would say a vast number, even the majority of conservative reporters today through that, you know, Washington Times operation. And that's exactly what we need. We need conservatives with resources to fund reporters who will actually present an alternative point of view to what the left-wing media constantly shoves down the throat of Americans.
Boy, and they do, too. I'm going to let you take a breather there because, like me, I can sense, I know when blood pressure goes up. I get, it drives me crazy. It drives me batty. It truly does. Brad Primo, you just heard Justin talk about this, and as someone like you and I have talked off air about these things in the, you know, in the past, about how we're not getting the you know, the facts and the information, and how, just how dangerous it is to have in particular a 24-hour cycle that is driving and thrusting this narrative. Look, there are millions of good people who call themselves Democrats who are just so frustrated with their party. There's no question. I hope enough of them leave the party because they're not communist Marxists. They're Americans. They have a differing political view than I do, but they are not communist Marxists. They're not getting, they're getting lied to. We're all being lied to, just, Brad, what do we do?
Well, I mean, yeah, we got to, you know, we got to figure out alternative ways to, I guess, you know, circumvent the traditional media. I think that's why, one of the many reasons why the media hates Donald Trump in his Twitter account, because he uses Twitter to circumvent right. The traditional media. They're no longer the gatekeepers of presidential messaging. And I think that frustrates them. You know, like you said earlier, the you know, when you have the media and politicians or a political party, when they collude for a message, it's no longer news. It's just propaganda. And that's what we're faced with.
Yeah, it's very true. You know, Neil, I don't know if you remember my saying this, going over now to Neil McCabe, who knows a little bit about media as well. Neil was longtime on-air television correspondent, White House correspondent for One American News and Capitol Hill, and has been in the news game ever since I've known him and done some tremendous work over at humanevents.com and other places. Neil, I guess I can just throw it to you and say, you heard Justin, you heard Brad. I'm just going to let you go. Run with it. Go. I don't even have a question. Just comment, if you would.
Well, I think what we have is we have, you know, a media that was always dominated by the left, that was always tilted towards the left. Certainly Associated Press, everyone talks about the Wall Street Journal being so-called conservative. Their editorial page is conservative. Right. Their business page plays it straight, but their news operation has always been left-wing. And of course, the New York Times, the Washington Post. And that is being just ramped up because of the influence of Facebook and other social media driving traffic to those outlets. In the Communications Decency Law, the Communications Decency Act, there's a section 230, which basically says that a Facebook or a Twitter cannot be held responsible as a publisher would. So if the New York Times does something wrong and they can be sued, well, Facebook can't be sued. And what that does is it creates an entirely different economic model for Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms. So not only are they free to tilt things, they're also free to drive traffic to not just the New York Times, the Washington Post, but the Daily Beast, BuzzFeed, Vice, Vox. Teen Vogue is like an outrageous media operation that's politicizing young girls with their nonsense. There is nothing on the right that's even close, and it's a very unfortunate thing. And you know, we have to reform Section 230. I think there's going to be a movement in Congress to do that. And I think that, you know, as new outlets come up, you see what they do. They lead the boycotts. Breitbart, I was at Breitbart. And, you know, of course, AWR Hawkins is at Breitbart. All of our friends are at Breitbart. You know, Breitbart was hurt a great deal by the ad boycott, where companies were told, hey, you know, a lot of these ads that run online are automatic. They just sort of go to somebody based on their Google searches. But you can put in to their your contract, but do not automatically send me to Breitbart. There are more than, you know, thousands of companies that have been pressured to block out Breitbart, and yet it survives. You know, there's a lot of things that have to be done. I think that the easiest thing that, that can be done right now is to take away the left's advantage through this Section 230 and sort of force Facebook and other social media platforms to compete like other media outlets and take away that advantage that they exercise.
It is an advantage. And I've often said, we're going to get hit with a break here. I just got been told we're going to have to take a break. So let me just leave it with this. When we come back, I'm going to wrap up the media deal. I'll ask everybody if they want to put an exclamation point on it. Then I want to go to Stone Mountain, Georgia. There was a what the media is calling or what is being referred to as armed black protest march through Stone Mountain. And I spoke with David Codrey about it in the first hour. I want to talk with Justin Moon, I want to talk with Brad Primo, and I want to talk with Neil McCabe about the march itself. I'll give you my opinion on it. We'll get their opinions on it. Then we'll find out what all the anti-gunners are saying about it and get the opinion of this amazing panel right after this. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Back indeed. Welcome back inside these Crossbreed Holster Studios on this Lead Slingers Platinum microphone with you. It's been an amazing, amazing 3 hours of radio today. I want to give a big shout out to all of our sponsors real quick. Lead Slingers Whiskey, you hear Brad Primo, the CEO. Combat Vets formed it. Just picked me some up yesterday, actually, and celebrated the 4th of July with some neighbors and friends and enjoyed some Lead Slingers rye. It was wonderful. DefenderCoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR. Always get 10% off on your orders over there. Crossbreed Holsters, of course. Visit the site, CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com. I love that girl's voice. Visit the site. There's discounts up for the 4th. You'll love it. Get you a Crossbreed Holster. Stick that new car arms in that Crossbreed Super Tuck. They make everything that car manufactures. They've got some type of leather and kydex or hybrid for every one of the car arms line. Second Amendment Foundation, always join us. $150 a lifetime membership. We'll take your couch change every 6 months. We need your help. 40 court cases across the country right now. GunBroker.com. Patricia Huff was on tonight. It's free. GunBroker.com. It's free. 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 They've got millions of rounds of ammunition available over there, by the way, okay? Millions. So if you can't find it on the shelves, that's where you want to go. And if you can't find the gun you're looking for, it's available at gunbroker.com as well. Also, MyPillow, please support them. The promo code is AAR. And I can't let you go without this. The Pulse TV guys in Chicago, PulseTV.com/armed. Get the 4,000 lumen tactical light over there. It's like 62% off for Armed American Radio listeners. It's only $29. Best, one of the best defensive tools you can use. A bright light in the face of some attacker can blind him and give you the opportunity to beat feet and get out of Dodge without having to use deadly force if you're in that situation. They're blowing them out over there at 62% off. PulseTV.com/armed. armed. Please do that. And let's not forget one more. Frontsight.com, Ignatius Piazza. We're going to have him on next week if his schedule makes it. I think it will. Frontsight.com, free. Go get the certificate. You can use it whenever you want to. If you don't want to, you can sell it. Okay? Frontsight.com. Many of you are doing that. We're hearing from them. Thank you so much. We do appreciate it. All right, guys. Let's get back at it here with, and this is crazy stuff. You know, we're going to go to, well, let me ask you this. Guys, did you want to put an exclamation point on anything in the last subject? Justin, I'll start with you in the last topic of conversation.
Well, you know, when you talk about that, the march through, which they had down there with the militia, I think it's important to emphasize that you got to look past skin color, because it's not an issue of whether they're black or white. What they are Marxists.
Yep.
And that's the big problem. And we got to remember that even in the Civil War, there were all black units which were fighting on behalf of the Confederacy and the southern states, as well as the northern states. And so the real danger here is that we're seeing the escalation on the side of the Marxists and the radical left, and basically they're showing their intent of what they want or intend to do to America. And if we look at Marxist revolutions in the past, like the way it played out in Russia, basically the Marxists took over big population centers, the cities. And then they basically, using those population centers, they basically raided the rural areas. You know, they created that mass starvation in the Ukraine. And then they waged war against the white Russians, who are basically Christians, all throughout the rural areas of Russia. And that took over 10 years for them to defeat, all the white Russians. And the reason why they were able to do that is because although their forces were not very good as an armed force in the beginning, as the Marxist communists waged war against rural Russia, year after year they gained combat experience, and by the end they were quite an effective fighting force.
Yeah, no doubt. And listen, Brad, I'm going to take what Justin said, let me take it over. Let's go to Stone Mountain now, okay, which is what he's talking about. There was an armed black, predominantly black armed protest through Stone Mountain. Now, there's a couple of key things I want to point out. I know the laws in the state of Georgia. They were in violation of no law. It is 100% legal to lawfully carry, as long as you're in possession of the firearm lawfully, and you're not a prohibited person, you can openly carry a long gun in the state of Georgia over your shoulder, or as many as you can fit over your shoulders. It is not illegal to do that. In the park at Stone Mountain, because of GeorgiaCarry.org, fixing all these broken laws in the state, you can carry a firearm concealed or open with a Georgia permit, a pistol, handgun. If you want to carry a long gun, you don't need a permit. You are allowed to do what they did. They're allowed to do what they did. Now, I disagree vehemently with their ideology, but they didn't violate any laws, and I have no problem with them. You know, they have the right to bear arms like I have the right to bear arms, protesting or disagreeing with me. It doesn't matter. And like Justin said, there's no skin color doesn't matter here. But I completely disagree with their ideology, but they have the right to bear arms. Now, when we get past this in America, eventually somebody's eventually going to say we're not going to be seeing color anymore, for gosh sakes. I simply see gun owners in that particular case. And on that pure level, Brad, I have no problem with that. What's your thoughts?
I generally agree with you. I think, thinking back to the last segment is kind of dovetailing pretty nicely into the story, though, because, my mind goes back to the armed protest in Michigan. At mm-hmm. at the state capitol, that was predominantly,
we were all white supremacists. Same thing in Virginia.
Well, right, it gets planned as white supremacists. The hot takes on Twitter for media personalities are these, a lot of insinuations and the question of, well, I wonder what would have happened if those were black males doing that. Mm-hmm. And there's the implication there is that they would be abused by the police and mistreated. Then the media's coverage of this event is a lot softer approach. Actually, I'm sitting here looking at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution article about it, mm-hmm. and they spend a lot of time talking about the legality of what they're doing, which is absolutely legal, and I think it should be. They talk about how nice some of the protesters were to the police, which is also a good thing. I like to see that. But they mention nothing about the group's purpose until the very last paragraph.
Right.
And, you know, that paragraph, you know, I can read it right here. It says, I don't see no white militia to the three percenters. This is a speaker at the event. To the three percenters and all the rest of those scared expletive rednecks, we here. We're in the expletive. Where in the expletive are you at? We're in your house. Let's go. I don't agree with that message at all. That sounds like a challenge to violence.
That absolutely is a challenge to violence.
But we're seeing a much different approach from the media now, aren't we?
Yes, and here's something else I want, and Neil, I want to get your opinion on this, and Justin's as well. Well, let me ask you very quickly, because we've only got a minute. Neil, I got to go to you. Where's Every Town for Gun Safety? Where's the Brady campaign? I mean, we were all white supremacists, and they were all over us when we were in Richmond and Michigan. Not a peep from these hypocrites now. Why?
I got an opinion.
I mean, come on. You made
quickly,
fun of me years ago, Mark, when I told you.
I told you once, Mark.
Any stick will do when you want to hit a dog.
All right.
So it doesn't matter what the logic is.
15 seconds, Justin. Hurry. What is it?
Well, you know what they want? They want communist Marxist takeover of the entire country. And they're willing
Bingo.
To
Justin.
Take it.
All right, guys. I hate running out of time with you guys. I could go another 3 hours with you guys. We're going to do it again next week. So here's the deal. Thanks to all my guests, Justin Moon from Car Arms, Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers, Neil McCabe. I want to thank Ryan Hartwig for being here. I want to thank Patricia Huff from Gunbroker, and I want to thank David Kodria. Thanks for putting up with Armed American Radio. So you're not going to get any more fun information than you get here. I'm telling you, this is it. Now enjoy this new outro music, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. We're going to get up and do it all again.
Just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.